Hello, and welcome to a brand new episode of Chatty Kathy. This is Kathy Prohoff, and it's been about a minute, right? I've taken a few weeks, and we've moved. We've gone through some different changes here, so I was not able to get you the latest updates in my podcast, but I'm happy to be back with you and excited to share, dropping things too, excited to share the latest topic is all about really just finding your success. And this can be related to any topic, any subject, any area of your life that you're looking for success. Again, I always reference the fitness and health topic, but again, this can just pertain to every single layer of your life. And so in today's episode, what I want to first begin with is, why is it that so many of us struggle? We get on this focused phase of trying to achieve a goal or trying to succeed in some area, and we struggle. And in that struggle, it doesn't feel good. Obviously, it's struggle. And in that struggle, we start to pull back. We start to resist. We have resistance because it doesn't feel right, or we're trying to do things that are really hard, really challenging, really difficult. And I know, I understand that the whole concept of change comes with challenge, but there is a fine line. And so today I want to just preface this by explaining that, yes, you're going to have challenges in life. There's going to be challenges, but through that, not fighting it is what is most important. And I find this topic so just fascinating. And the more I practice it, the more I try to get into the right energy, you know, for whatever words you want to put to this topic, but the right energy, the right spirit, the right mindset, whatever it is, however you want to title it. And so for me, I like to call it energy, spirit, you know, just a higher, your higher power, or just your inner, you know, your inner intuition, we all have that inner intuition. So I realized for so many years, fighting to get to a goal never feels good. It never feels as good as we think it's going to feel. I mean, I remember back to again, I repeat myself quite often, but I use these times of my life as stepping stones. And I'd like you to consider to use your own times in life that maybe were more challenging or taught you something, those aha moments, we'll call them, as stepping stones to that next stage and things you can learn from and moving forward. Because what else would they be for, right? The changes and struggles in life are going to be there, but we can use them to help us grow instead of just fall backwards and feel helpless and hopeless, which can be an issue. So hopefully this topic today will help you kind of gain some understanding in this area and move forward if there's an issue that you're struggling with and not quite sure, you know, what is it? So first of all, I just want to say it's got to feel easy to be able to move forward. A lot of times, you know, again, for the fitness and health topic, when we want to lose weight or get in shape, what do? We go on this diet or we cut out all our favorite foods and it feels hard and we hate it. I mean, I never started a diet I was excited about. I was excited to lose the weight, but I was not excited about cutting out the foods and counting calories or whatever it is that I was counting, because it always felt so miserable. And I felt like I had to follow these rules. And if I didn't follow the rules, I was going to fail. So it was this huge burden. I mean, can you feel the resistance already? If you've done a diet program, you understand that feeling of, oh my gosh, this is going to be hard. But change is what we've got to put through to get the success. So we tell ourselves we have to challenge ourselves. We have to struggle. The problem is we don't have to struggle that hard, you know, and why is it so hard? It shouldn't be that hard, right? Because if we feel that much resistance, consider this, if it feels that hard to start, how are you going to continue, which is the problem, right? With diets, we can't continue long run because they're not sustainable. We can't live that way. We're not meant to live that way anyway. So that, you know, it's just an example. I remember always just hating it, right? And then the exercise that they made us do, long hours of cardio. I remember starting back in the old days and thinking that, oh my gosh, I just need to burn calories. So every minute on the treadmill or elliptical or stair climber or running or whatever I was doing, counting the calories that I was burning. And I mean, how sad is that, right? I was not enjoying the time spent. I was not gaining anything from that besides just how many calories can I burn? And it's such a sad place to live. So already you can understand just by these examples, you know, where many of us go when we're trying to achieve a goal. You know, and it could be anything, be work. You know, I need to save up for, my kid's college fund or to buy a new house or to buy a new car, whatever it is that you're saving up for. But, you know, a lot of times we go to work and we hate the job, right? Or we hate what we're doing. And so we're never understanding that the process is more important than actually that end zone. Because when we get to the end zone, we're going to be defeated, depressed, just unhappy, and we can want to get off fast. It's like, get me off of this game. I don't like it anymore. So today I want to go through some bullet points with you just to help guide you if you're dealing with some of these, I need to do this because I need to get from A to B. And if you want to get from A to B, it shouldn't feel like torture. So, and one good example, if you are not sure, well, is it torture for me? Because torture to me is going to be different to you. You know, something that I enjoy is going to be different than something you enjoy. And that's everybody's right. But it is understanding that we need to find what that is. And I want to ask you, what do you enjoy doing right now? What makes you feel light? What makes you feel happy? What makes you feel joyful? And I've posed this question to a lot of my clients over the years. And I find it very, very eye-opening that a higher percentage of those that do know, don't know. They look at me and they say, I don't know. I don't know. They kind of sit there like, I take care of my family, or I do this, or I do my job well, or whatever. And I says, well, that is not what I'm saying. I'm saying, what brings you joy and makes you feel light that has no productivity attached to it? Like, it's not going to get you anywhere. It's just because you love it. And we need to do more of that. And when we add more of that into our life, we start to enjoy life. Now, isn't that the goal? Yeah, we can lose weight and get in shape and save up money and have a better relationship. And all these things are so important in our world. But if we are not enjoying our life every day, there's something wrong. There's something very wrong. So again, I want to just have you consider the fact of just taking some time today, write down some things that you like to do. For me right now, I mean, it's as simple as sitting outside in the sun. I love to have sunshine on me, sitting outside, listening to nature. My favorite place in the whole wide world is the beach. So if I can just be in the sand, listening to the ocean waves, it's a win. I can't always do that. So, and I'll go for a walk outside. I'll sit outside. Whatever I can do to be out in nature is such a game changer for me. Taking a nap, as ridiculously lazy as that sounds, is so good for me. It refreshes me. I think most of us discount naps. You know, I know I was forced to nap when I was a little girl and I hated it, obviously, because I'm being told. But now I have the choice to just go and nap, and it feels good, right? I wake up, I'm refreshed. I don't nap for more than an hour either. I wouldn't recommend that you do that. 20 minutes, they say, gives you that boost. And I've done that. And it changes everything, especially if you're just been tired and, you know, life's been draining you. If you can just find, you know, a little couple minutes here, just close your eyes and just to relax, or meditation, right? Meditation, yoga. And a lot of people don't like yoga. You don't have to, you know, quote unquote, do a yoga practice. Maybe just breathe, put on some nice music or light a candle and just breathe and do a stretch. Even if it's one stretch, focusing on your breath, being in the moment, these type of things anyway, that will help you just start to enjoy you, where you're at today. And that honestly is step number one. To any successful goal, you must enjoy where you're at today. If you don't accept and enjoy where you're at today, you're going to get to that end result in a miserable way, and you're not going to stay there. And trust me, I know I've done it. I know many people who have done it. You look around, I'm sure in your own life, you have good examples of this. So taking time to just, it feels really backwards to me when I started this, but it has changed everything. Just enjoy. You don't have to slow down too much. I'm a type A too. If you're a type A personality, slowing down might sound like a bad idea. And it's actually exactly what we need, but you do it on your terms. Okay. So that's the rule, is everything's done on your terms. Okay. So how do we get into, what do you call it? You know, alignment, or being, not so resistant and fighting the place where we at, so we can get to what we want. Because here's the thing, if we're not enjoying where we are right now, we're going to be fighting ourselves the whole way to our goal. Once we get to the goal, we're going to come right back. That's just the way it works, okay? So step one, I want you to start to understand, be detached from your outcome. And remember that the process, the journey, is the entire point. So don't push back against it. Just allow what is happening in your life, day by day, whatever you're doing, just to happen, right? Don't judge it. Don't say, oh my gosh, this was bad or this was good. Just let it be, right? It is what it is. Hey, maybe if you get a flat tire in the morning, instead of getting mad and cussing and saying, I'm going to be late and why did this happen? Why? Oh, interesting. Got a flat tire. Must be a reason for it. And move on. Whether you want to learn something from it or, you know, whatever it is, then that's up to you. But just accepting it is step one instead of fighting it. And use that, you know, that resistance or that difference of what we label as good or bad in a way to just reflect on, you know, growing and becoming aware of the situation in life. We all get flat tires at times. So what's the big deal? You know, I'm not going to get so triggered next time and I'm going to feel better where I am today. And that just shows you that, you know, you are in control all the time. You didn't lose control. You're not a victim to, you know, the things that are happening in your life. You just have to find a better way of perspective in that situation. All right. So not worry so much about, I have to get there. I'm going to be late for work, whatever. Oh, enjoying the process step by step. It is such a, I have to say, like this first step really got me. I didn't get it. I was stuck. So you might find yourself stuck here too. And that's okay. Again, all of it is okay, right? It's just understanding, oh, all right, well, this is what's happening right now in my day, in my life, and in, you know, the situation that I'm in. And what can I use from it to grow, you know? And I know that I'm going to get something out of it. And if I don't, well, then I'm wasting this precious moment. And this moment is all we have. Remember, we don't have the present. We don't have the past or the future. We never have the future. It's always a dream ahead of us. And the past is a story. So all we have is right now. So don't waste that right now by getting so upset or so tied to a situation. Good things aren't always going to happen, right? You're not going to have flawless days all the time. You know, that's not how life works. But instead of fighting the things that we're not so excited about, you know, like a flat tire, gaining weight, or whatever it is that you might be fighting right now in your life, understanding that that's just part of the process right now. And this is part of the journey. What can I learn from it? How can I grow and use it as data? And I can move forward and enjoy what I'm doing. So that's step number one, is just don't attach yourself to the outcome anymore. Just start to live here in this presence, in this time. And it will guide you forward. I promise you. You're going to start to move in a non-confrontational feeling of like stress and anxiety. And that never moves us in that direction that we want to go. You know, it moves us into this place of being a scary person. Nobody wants to be around you. Most likely never even being happy with what you get when you get things that you want. So let go of that and just start to embrace now. So step number two, is start to follow the path. This is my favorite part. This is going to sound like a fairy tale, made up success plan. But follow a path of what feels the best to you in the moment or the highest exciting feeling to you. Now, obviously, if you're going to work, it probably doesn't feel exciting, but how can you make it more exciting? Like before work in the morning, how can you make your morning more exciting for you? You know, some days you're going to wake up in the morning, you're going to have a plan to go to the gym, right? Or work out or whatever, go for a run. And some days you might wake up just completely exhausted and you don't want to get out of bed. Well, decide in that moment. And this is the example. Decide in that moment, does it feel better for me? Am I more excited about the idea of getting up and going for a run or going to the gym because I know it's going to make me feel better later? Or, because that's not always the right answer, or am I more excited about staying in bed and enjoying this time to just rest and relax and then start my day a little bit slower because I know maybe I need that? There's no right or wrong answer. But in our past, like the old mindset is get up and go for that run or go to the gym. Otherwise you're going to regret it. Well, that's that beat down, right? That's that, you got to do this or else. And that's that hard-edged rule of not enjoying the process. Now, if you make that decision, now you get the choice, right? And then you're going to enjoy that. That's as simple as it is. Again, you're not going to be able to just go for, you know, have parties all day long and be excited all day long and have all these fun situations all day long. But how can you make even the mundane a little bit lighter, a little bit easier, a little bit more fun? And then when you do get the parts that you have more time to, say, go party or go do whatever it is that you love to do or just do nothing at all, you're going to enjoy it so much more. And that, this is really a very difficult thing for me to learn. And I'm constantly coming back in and refreshing. Okay, what do I need to do? I need to let go of that resistance, because the resistance is my shoulders and my ears, my body's clenched and tight, my jaw's tight. I hate everything. I have that look on my face. I remember people used to say, is everything okay? And I had no clue. My face was clenched and I just looked pissed off. And, you know, you might have your own triggers of things that you feel internally that are showing up on the outside. Well, that was a big sign that, okay, this is not where I need to be right now. I'm feeling not good about the present moment and I need to do the opposite. So I drop my shoulders, take a deep breath in, let it out. And then I just focus on what can I do right now that makes me feel happy, that feels light, that allows me to just let go of whatever that stress is that I'm holding. All right. And again, your highest excitement for any time might be to take a nap, right? Other times it might be to go do something exciting. Maybe you want to go jump out of an airplane with a parachute, you know, but excitement on some days might feel different than other days. And it's just really about what feels lightest to you. Okay. And whatever feels lightest to you and the less stressful, the easier, you know, not always about a negative thing to be easier, but whatever feels lighter is going to be better for you in that moment. Okay. And one point I want to touch before I go to step three. If you suffer from a lack of excitement, like say you don't get excited and you're not sure, you're sitting here thinking, well, and this might be the case. And for many of us, it is that I don't get excited anymore. I don't know what that is. I don't know how. Okay, maybe you have a fear of being excited, and that's a real thing. So let me ask you, if you're dealing with this, do you think that it would feel unsafe to be excited in any way? Is there something that might be dangerous that can make sense or not? You know, fear in our mind sometimes doesn't make any sense. It's not rational. But are there fears of being disappointed? Do you have fears of hurt if you do follow being excited and joyful? You know, maybe you're going to lose grasp of your control of life, which is what most of us, you know, we have so much control in our lives that, you know, to let go and just be excited, we feel like we're going to lose it all, you know? So, and these are common, these are limiting perspectives, and they'll actually start to hold back the ability to just experience excitement and joy. But if you don't have any fears and you don't notice any present, then focus on just bringing yourself back to that lightness, right? Just bringing yourself back to that channel of bringing in that good feeling, that good vibe. It doesn't have to feel overly excited yet. You might not be there yet, and that's okay. You might not never feel like the word excited really relates with what you feel, but it's got to feel light. It's got to feel good, however you title that. Okay. So I hope that helps. Step number three, do not perceive failure as failure. Now this is another big one. Failure is not an indication that you've done something wrong or something's gone wrong. Instead, when you follow your lightness, that path of being excited, and you keep taking it, you know, every day, every moment, until you believe there's nowhere else to go, that excitement is leading you somewhere. It's leading you somewhere good. It's that energy, right? And it's not about being having a big ego or being lazy or not wanting to get things done. Chances are you're still going to follow your life of going to work and getting the things done. You have responsibilities. You're not going to let those go just because I'm telling you to be excited and enjoy, right? But that failure, we get so worried. It's that inner critic in our lives. It could be from our past. It could be in our own mind. It could be some, you know, a parental voice or a teacher's voice or whatever. But it's that limited viewpoint of not understanding the circumstances, right? When we fail, it's not that we did anything wrong. It's just the fact that what we did in that moment wasn't what we needed to do or didn't lead to where we want to go. you know, you look at history, you know, history books, the Wright brothers, if every time they crashed their, I don't know if they were in the airplanes when they kept crashing, I think that they were, but every time that their plans failed to continue to fly, you know, their airplane continued to fly, did they look at that as a failure and stop? No, they didn't. They didn't just say, oh, this is impossible. What are we thinking? Forget it. Scrap it. Let's move on and go back to our old lives. No, they had this vision and they knew that, oh, that's just another way that it didn't work. Just like Thomas Edison with the light bulb. It's like, this is another, I mean, the telephone. I know I'm not the best storyteller, but getting things to work for us, sometimes we have to look at what's not working. Because when we look at what's not working, then we know that's not going to be the way. We need to choose another way. So again, if you're feeling resistance and you're feeling stress about something, that's most likely something you shouldn't be doing, right? Or you shouldn't be repeating. And it could be a feeling, right? Maybe it's not the circumstance. Maybe it's the feeling, how you feel doing something that brings you fear. You know, taking the day off of work and going and doing something enjoyable for you, you might feel like, oh my gosh, I might lose my job. And what am I doing? And I'm, you know, all these fears come up. Well, engage in that. Understand where these fears are coming from. Because if it's not rational, like if I could take a day off and I'm not going to get fired, and if that's an issue, well, maybe you have the wrong job, right? You know, if it's not rational, then you have to look at what is triggering me in terms of feeling fearful, that I can't relax and enjoy this moment. And it'll take practice. It'll take time. And it's just a consistency that we need to build up on enjoying. Now, I know these steps were not most likely what you were considering when it comes to success, how to reach my goals. It's not just about like, oh, okay, let's just be happy. Let's go, you know, skip through the flower garden. But really it is about stopping the old patterns that bring us back. Because I know for me, and I know for so many people, and I'm sure you can relate, that we do things over and over again, and we expect, again, remember the insanity, the definition of insanity, we do the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Maybe this time when I do a diet, this diet's going to work better. It's the same premise, okay? It's still restricting calories in your favorite foods and doing a heck of a lot of exercise that you really don't enjoy because you're not doing it for the enjoyment factor, and hoping to get to that result of dropping weight on the scale, and that is going to make you feel happy. Because it's not about the weight on the scale. It's not about the best job or earning all the money or the best relationship, whatever. It's feeling joy. It's feeling good with where you are right now, who you are, looking in the mirror, understanding that if I am okay with where I'm at right now, then I stop all that fighting and that resistance and that stress, and I'm able to move forward. And if I don't like where I'm at, I can change some of the stuff. I look at that failure as data and I can move forward, but I must feel joy. I must feel light. Otherwise, it's going to be a struggle and I'm not going to be able to continue and I'm going to burn myself out. And we know how the story unfolds if we don't do it this way. So why not try? Just humor me. Try this out. Let me know how it goes. Go to our website, the Superstar Elite. Is it the Superstar Elite Program.com? I think it's the Superstar Elite.com. Don't put program in there. Go there. You can send me a message there. I think there's an area, just scroll down message, just blog. We have tons of information for you to just search through, even healthy recipes. But let me know. Let me know if you took this advice today, what it did for you, you know, and let me know. And if you have questions about any of the content, I'd love to hear from you. I wish you a wonderful rest of your day or night. I thank you so much again for listening. And until the next time, be well, and we'll talk to you soon.